the playoffs?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
It's the All Pro Bros Show. It's a sports show where we put you in the know of who are the bros and the misses, the losers, to those scared to win, those in the game, to the set, to the match, alley oop, one for the crew. Every touchdown to bring you every virgin statistic. You caught up over, you missed it. You know the decisions, the opinions, the blow of the whistle, the flops, the fouls, and all of the issues. Every punch, every kick, every throw, every switch, every leap, every flip, every run, every twist. Stick it down in history. Each loss, each victory, those in the winner circle. To the losers bracket, Eddie Gretzky, Brady Ripken, Jordan and Magic. Whether it's a field goal or a shot in the basket, going for the gold or home runs, gonna talk that talk. Shoot with the pros, the All Pro Pro Sports Show.
Yo, what's going on, people? You are now in tune to another episode of the All Pro Pro Sports Show. This is your homeboy Triple.
It's your boy Red.
Watch Adamus. Holla.
Speaking of, I'm not going to say underdogs, just they're there, the Commanders. If anyone's been paying attention this past week, there's been a lot of drama in the NFL around a bunch of rich guys fussing it out at the country club.
Oh, what it is.
Yep, fussing it out at the country club.
A bunch of billionaires.
Yep, and essentially Dan Snyder, who is the owner of the Washington Commanders, he basically says that he had a report that he quote-unquote dug up dirt on NFL owners. Well, how have the mighty fallen? He has changed up his words because the Colts owner Irsay, he's starting to say that there is quote merit to remove end quote Snyder from the NFL, and he's petitioning verbally. I don't think they've done any voting or anything like that, so don't quote me. The other owners to try to oust, that's the word, yeah, oust Dan Snyder. So now he is saying that that report that he was talking about, he said that report is false, and that his words were malicious. So I don't know what the truth is, because this is one thing that was being said, but now according to the New York Post, he is stating that he hired private investigators through his law firm to dig up dirt on fellow owners and NFL commissioner Roger Goodell in a brash attempt to keep control of his scandal-ridden franchise. And he said he is not selling, after the words from Irsay. But I don't know if he actually has dirt now. But nonetheless, there's a lot of drama between a bunch of billionaire golf club dudes. So,
Well, according to Irsay, when I was hearing an interview earlier today, when they asked him, should he sell the team? And Harrison said, yeah, we still have to get some things in order and look at certain battles, but I feel like he should be in position to sell the team based on some dirt he has on him. That's what Harrison said. Now, Harrison has a lot of dirt on him, but it's out there. So Harrison, if anybody was going to speak on it, Harrison stuff is out in the opening. If it's Harrison, he'll do the Eminem on 8 Mile. He say, "Yeah, I had hookers. Yeah, I had coke. Yeah, someone died in my bathroom." He'll put out on that. But you're still a horrible owner for the room. Like he's the one that will put all his dirt out there and put his. So it's like, say something else about me. You have nothing.
Yeah, because Snyder's been accused of improper conduct for many, many years. I think people at this point are just fed up with it. And the Commanders try to save face by having, there's a black guy they hired, I forget before, which I think maybe team president, something like that. Try to save face. I'll be real. I don't care what the skin color, the gender of the person you hire is. Can they do the job? I'm not impressed by, you know, diversity politics. You're not going to get, in my good graces, of the black man just because you hire a black man. Can they do the job?
Right,
and not all skin folk are kin folk either. So stop the cap. You know what I'm saying? They try to do that in some other move to try to save face, even bringing back what's his face last season after so many years of his injuries, and he's still retiring anyway because he's broken. You know, body is broken rather. That didn't I forget the guys, the quarterback they had last year. They brought him back. It doesn't smooth over the things he's done as an owner. You know what I'm saying? There's a funny thing. Many of NFL owners have some kind of dirt or scandal, right? Locally, remember Robert Kraft had a massage and a happy ending.
Right.
Yeah, in Florida, aka Flow Rider, you know, and he went to trial for that. Beat the case, you know what I'm saying? On this no guilty, not filthy on this Jay-Z, you know. You know what I'm saying? But the media made a big to-do on that, of course, because they keep saying the Patriots have cheated many times over throughout the years. They recorded, yes, they got caught, they did cheat. Every team does it though, they just got caught. You know what I'm saying? The deflate gate, that's cap. You know, and anything else they try to say. And then you also had another one, the owner of the Los Angeles Rams. He was accused of causing a man to kill himself. This was back in 2017, you know. You know, so this is interesting. Let's park here for a second. And I'm reading for sportscaster.com to quote out the source. Rich Ellis of Wichita County, Texas, killed himself in October 2016. Self-deletion, can't use the S word apparently now on platforms, and the first line of his deletion note read, quote, "Stan, you took my home," referring to Rams owner Stan Kroenke. In February of that year, Kroenke bought roughly 520,000 acres of land in Wichita County. In August, he sent notes to all the residents of homes Narrow Lake on that property, including Ellis, that they were being evicted and had to be off the property by January 31st, 2017. According to Ellis's wife, Annette, he couldn't afford to move, which led to his self-deletion. Ellis, who was 61 at the time, had gone missing on October 26th, and police discovered his body near a river 2 days later. Yeah. Another one. Jerry Richardson was accused of sexual misconduct. He founded the Carolina Panthers in 1993. Majority owner until selling the franchise to David Tepper, $2.2 billion in 2018. This is one of the more recent scandals. Basically announced his intention to sell the team December 17th of 2017. That was the same day the Sports Illustrated came out with a bombshell report that alleged that at least four former Panthers employees have received, quote, significant, end quote, monetary settlements due to inappropriate workplace comments and conduct by the owner, including sexually suggestive language and behavior. Multiple former team employees reportedly admitted that Richardson's behavior wasn't a secret and that times was treated as a, quote, running office joke. Crazy. So reading this particular blurb, upon learning of Sports Illustrated's report, the Panthers began an internal investigation that was later taken over by the league, and he was ultimately fined $2.75 million by Commissioner Roger Goodell for workplace misconduct. So he got fined $2.75 million, but got out with $2.2 billion a few months later in May 2018. Interesting. Jerry Jones sexual assault lawsuit. So Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, very infamous situation. Dallas woman sued him for sexual assault in September of 2014. She claimed to have taken racy pictures with him in June of 2009. Jane Weckerly alleged that on the night the photos were taken, Jones forcibly touched her derriere, forcibly touched her upper area, and forcibly kissed her and forcibly touched her lower area. She sought more than $1 million in damages in the suit, but it was dismissed that October. And then good old Jim Irsay. Drug charges. Yep, Let's get into it. He faced four felony counts of possession of a controlled substance in March 2014 after being stopped by police on suspicion of intoxicated driving in the Indianapolis suburb of Carmel, Indiana. In the subsequent days, reports surfaced that Irsay had been battling a drug problem for some time, according to friends desperately needed to help overcome it. He was eventually sentenced to 1 year probation after pleading guilty to one misdemeanor count of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. And hours later, the NFL had suspended him for the first six games of the 2014 season. Those were the first games he missed since the franchise moved to Indianapolis in 1984. So I'm going to say it. Jim Irsay's saying that Dan Snyder needs to be removed. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. And both of y'all are burnt up from Big Mama's fried chicken. I'm just saying. So I think I think it's hypocritical at best. That's all I'm saying. So
yeah. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like I said, hearsay is trapped because we all know it's hypocritical, but hearsay is said, I guess like you said, like I heard on this afternoon sportscast, he's trying to pull the Eminem. He's like, yeah, my stuff's out there. Yeah, I did this. But now we're getting you for this now. I don't know how well it's going to go, but yeah, we'll see. We'll shall see.
So let's just funny. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's just funny how these owners are doing this in craft is, only the worst thing to happen to them is the massage parlor thing, but yet they don't want to put this guy in the Hall of Fame for whatever reason. Yet the Patriots are one of the most, if not the most successful franchise up to date. But yet he's not in the Hall of Fame, but yet Jerry Jones and some others are. That's pretty interesting.
All because of the massage parlor thing?
Well, I don't know whether that or maybe how the people feel about the Patriots over the years, but like you said, other people have been through that too.
Spygate, Fredgate. Make up a gate, close the gate, open the gate, man.
But other teams have done worse. But you know, it's a lot of politics.
Yeah, so. Other teams covering up domestic abuse. You know, yeah, and all kinds of other foolishness, man. Please.
It's funny because I think even Jerry Jones, who's in the Hall of Fame, helped cover up domestic violence. I think a few times within like the past few years,
he did
with some of his former players.
Yep. No, you're right.
Yeah.
And like and the ironic thing is, you know, Jerry Jones is, you know, a Hall of Fame owner now. I'm like, are you serious? Like,
McCraff is not. That's
McCraff is not because a former employee decided to tattletale on his boss, former boss, and then somebody else tried to tattletale on a ball that wasn't properly inflated, and that was done by the refs.
Yeah. Yep. It's politics as usual. Now, to get back to Dan Snyder, here's some of the things he's being blamed for. He's basically being investigated. He has been investigated over, I believe, the past couple of years over Washington's workplace culture. People remember from 2020, this was a major story in 2020. It kind of went crickets for a little bit. And now it's back up in the news. So I'm going to read from SBNation.com. Shout out to them. I'll read a blurb from the article on it. It says the foundation for the years-long investigation into the Washington organization dates back to May 2018 when a report surfaced in the New York Times that five former cheerleaders stated that they were sexually harassed and intimidated by the team. The team sponsors during a trip to Costa Rica for a swimsuit calendar photo shoot. According to the report, while topless photographs were not used in the calendar itself, some squad members were required to be topless during the shoot. Others wore only body paint. I remember this story. I don't think we ever covered it on our podcast, though. And there were spectators, including high-profile sponsors of the team and FedEx suite holders. According to the Times reporting, quote, their participation did not involve sex, the cheerleader said, but they felt as if the arrangement amounted to, quote, pimping us out, end quote. What bothered them was their team director's demand that they go as sex symbols to please male sponsors, which they did not believe should be a part of their job, end quote. The reporting from the Times touched off in an internal investigation by the team into the claims. In September 2018, the organization announced the findings of the team's investigation, along with a series of changes into the cheerleader program. Those changes included adjustments to cheerleaders' photo shoot trips, adjustments to their uniforms, and a mission to be more, quote, family friendly, end quote. Then in July 2020, the Washington Post published a report of their own, outlining the allegations of 17 women, including 15 former team employees, of sexual harassment by members of the Washington organization. I'm gonna jump down. While Snyder was not accused in the post reporting of sexual harassment, he was blamed for allowing the disturbing culture to develop. I'm gonna keep going. In the wake of the reporting from the Washington Post, the team retained Washington D.C. attorney Beth Wilkinson of the Wilkinson Walsh Law Firm, quote, to conduct a thorough independent review of this entire matter and help the team set new employee standards for the future. And if you guys remember, this made it to Congress a few months ago. It was pretty heated, and even one senator was trying to demand that Roger Goodell fire this guy. I don't have the power to do that. The NFL only has the owners to hold one another accountable. So to wrap up this particular article, while Snyder was not directly implicated in the allegations, that changed the next month. On August 26, 2020, new reporting emerged from the Washington Post, and that story included new allegations from 25 additional women, dagnabbit, with many speaking directly on the record. The allegations raised in this new report, including direct allegations of sexual misconduct against the owner. I won't go into details because it's kind of crazy. Yeesh. Yeah, I'm not reading these over the air. Snyder responded with a lengthy statement. Of course he did. And in late 2020, new reports, even more reports, essentially surfaced regarding the culture in Washington. So, it's a lot to read. Sheesh. So, yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. So, once again, Jim Irsay, as far as you know, in a very hilarious fashion and commentary, but it stands true. He pulled a rabbit from 8 Mile before Captain America, aka Clarence, could even say everything he was going to say. He already stated it. But then to be going at this guy, and you are that guy. That it's hypocritical, man. Doesn't need to go. Yeah, but if you're going to go, Jim Irsay needs to go. If you need to go, so does Jerry Jones.
Right.
All of y'all need to go. And I'm pretty sure all of them have dirt that it'll take much more time than what we have, because we've been ready running a while to like dig up. So all that to say, yeah, hold the man accountable, but you need to be held accountable as well. It's just interesting.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the pot is burnt black because of grandmama's fried chicken, it can't be saying to the kettle, man, you burnt too. You got to smile when it's dark out. It's like, nah, both of y'all burnt black. Stop it.
Right.
So, it's interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
It's kind of like the Brett Favre thing, which we already covered. But new thing on that is the thing in allegations. He stayed in, oh, I didn't know the money was going to go to those places. They didn't tell me that. Yet we have
stop the cap.
Exactly.
Like we saw it. We've seen the text messages.
Exactly. So I won't even rehash that. Just the fact he said that, I'm like, it's going to be an interesting case. That's all I got to say.
And the funny thing is that I'm pretty sure Brett Favre probably ain't going to see any jail time. Nope. That's a scary thing.
I don't think Ted DiBiase will either. They might get a fine at best.
Yeah. Yep.
Rich man privilege.
Yeah.
Rich white man privilege. Just call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all I got for that particular situation. That's going to be a developing thing. So I know we'll bring that up eventually in time. I mean, yo, similar to like the owner of the Phoenix Suns, for years, t- talking to players a certain way that, you know, an owner shouldn't be talking with players, especially black players. I'm not going to repeat the things. And I'm pretty sure he's out, if I'm correct. I think he's out the door.
Yeah, he will be.
He's in the process of selling both teams, because remember, he has the Mercury, the WNBA team as well.
That's right, he does. So yeah, y'all, it's been another episode of the All Pro Bro Sports Show. This is your boy Triple.
It's your boy Red.
Boss Adamus.
Y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.